Day number three, Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row at the Mall of America. Hi, Zo.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Good morning.
You like this place anymore after a couple of days?
I thought about this driving in today. Where's Minneapolis?
I don't know.
I have no clue where Minneapolis, the actual city...
The downtown area.
...that is holding the Super Bowl, where Super Bowl 52 will be played.
Haven't seen it yet.
I haven't made it there. I could come out of this mall. I couldn't tell you which way it is, left, right, or the
other. No idea.
We've been to St. Paul. We were at St. Paul for media night.
Nice little area down there.
I kind of like St. Paul.
Lovely city. Yeah, you don't know where the downtown Minneapolis area is, though.
Couldn't tell you.
There's no skyline to be seen from here. I don't know where it is.
Right.
I'm not sure where to look for it.
Would this be what
happened? I'll tell you, though, we've enjoyed our time here.
It's not bad. I mean, I like the
convenience. This mall is growing on me.
I like the convenience of just having everything just in one spot. And I tell you what, when you look at that amusement park.
Got a little
park,
snowier today.
The amusement park over there.
Yeah, which you were
kind of, you know, it's kind of
all
like
over last night.
Hokey Kitty Land thing, you would think.
Nickelodeon themed.
Until they turn the lights out and they have a private party there last night. And that
Zo
roller coaster was
riding the roller coaster.
I think it was scary. Beetle, you couldn't get on because you had that issue with the car thing.
Yeah.
And we had Jim on air. Hardy
couldn't
rode
on anything. It sucked.
Hardy loved it. You should have seen Hardy's hair. It was like standing straight up on that thing.
Hardy hated it. He went on, though. Good sport. Went on the roller coaster.
He had zip lines.
And absolutely hated his time on the roller coaster.
Yeah. He's okay.
I got peer pressured into it.
I succumbed
to the peer pressure, and I did not enjoy it.
Life's not a bystander sport, okay?
You know what I agree.
What I mean? It is, you grab it by the you-know-whats, and you just go.
Right. Yeah, do it just to make sure that you don't like it. Now, and I didn't go again. I went once. I'm like, oh, didn't care for it.
I went several times after I ate the deviled eggs. And that
Where did you eat deviled eggs?
They were everywhere. They're next to the bison, right outside a roller coaster.
Oh,
they were the best deviled eggs I ever had.
Zo does enjoy deviled eggs, too. I know that.
Love a good
him.
Egg.
I know that about Zo.
That guy's a good
egg. So Zo is all over the roller coaster last night.
Oh,
a lot of yelling. Things are picking up here on Radio Row. Hey, did you catch Tom versus Time episode number 3? These things are coming fast and furious.
Yeah, now. I did. And it's done really well. Whether you like the content or not, I mean, it's done really well. Like, it's a pretty in-depth thing. It's a pretty in-depth thing. And you get a pretty good peek into his daily life and who's in his daily life. And Alex is with him a lot. But the guy's maniacal, just his approach on everything. What'd you take away from part 3?
Well, let's get to some of the sound from it, including just a bunch of guys broing out. Edelman, Amendola.
Edelman's got to get some shirts.
Brady.
He seems to lose his shirt a lot.
They're not a fan of shirts.
Hate the shirt.
They were out there, you know, on a practice field in Montana. Then they were playing some golf. And there was a...
I want that dune buggy there.
A lot of trash talk going on. Here's that.
I guess we enjoy each other's company, you know. And there's just a natural chemistry.
I want to see you mother get out here and start running.
It's not my job, man.
This is what you're
training. It's not my job.
It builds, you know, special relationships because you're doing things that... And how do you build trust? How do you build real love and caring for one another?
You have one job, and that's to run. You know, run 3 routes and then cry.
It's enjoyable.
Well, I was trying to do a couple short routes because he was trying to cheat me.
How am I trying to?
3, 6.
You're trying to cheat me.
Half the day is kind of hardcore work, and then half the day is a lot of fun.
There it is.
Brady suck a putt.
That is on the golf course. They, as Zo said, they had these dune buggies. They were mountain biking.
Yeah.
It's like boys camp.
They were throwing routes. It's like all you need is Kenny Loggins cranking. You know what I mean?
It's Tom Brady summer camp out there in Montana.
Ice and Slider are going to come. Iceman and Slider are going to come out of the woods, and next thing you know, we're going to be playing some volleyball.
From 9 until noon, we'll be doing hardcore football activities.
That's awesome.
Lunch is from noon until 1.
What a great bro weekend.
At 1 p.m., we'll make our way to the top of the mountain with our mountain bike.
Did you see those massive shakes he made? the protein shakes.
Yes.
With the, he's pouring in the
He was making them for everybody.
Yeah.
Then he was pouring them into
was
Solo
that blueberries?
Cups. Was some that? Sort of berry. I don't know what it was. Mm. And Alex was there, of course.
Yeah.
Alex Guerrero.
He said, wow, you're getting deep this time. Getting good.
Those boys must be urinating all the time because those shakes. I mean, they're nutritious and there's a lot of sustenance to them, but there's a lot of liquid too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just constantly.
And they're always hydrating.
Oh,
they're always hydrating. 100 ounces of water a day, no joke. But this is just nice to see those three guys, just sort of in their natural element,
their natural habitat.
Yeah. Just you know how any normal friend would talk to each other.
Edelman's got a big dip in. You can tell he's got a dip in his cheek.
You know, they are ripping each other the way Hardy rips Jim Louth every 30 seconds on this trip.
He deserves it.
Should we tell Zoe what happened in the parking lot?
Oh, my God. I can't.
We need to tell Zoe what happened in the parking
lot. It's going to make me so angry.
What happened?
Okay, so Zoe had to go to the Not Quite Done Yet network.
So I dropped him at the door.
Right. So
thank you.
He gets dropped there. And mind you, it's still early. And we're just kind of getting rolling here. And, you know, everybody. Jim sees a snowplow on the other side of the parking lot here at the Mall.
Not even anything out of the ordinary, though. We're talking a large pickup truck.
A pickup truck.
And a large snowplow.
He says, oh, look at that plow. Isn't that cool? I said, what? And I'm looking for like a big bulldozer. I'm looking for like a Dr. Seuss.
Some sort of
plow.
Unique piece of snow removal equipment.
Like off-road equipment.
Yeah, right. Something different that you wouldn't normally see
at
any time in Warwick, Rhode Island, or Boston, Massachusetts, or anywhere that gets snow.
See, he says, look at that snowplow. Isn't that cool? And we look, and we said, what? He goes, no, just look at it. You know how it's like, you know, the snow's flying, and, you know, that's like something they would use for, like, a Super Bowl B-roll package. I said, Jim, would you just shut up?
Sun was coming up. Sun was coming up. The wind was blowing the snow
everywhere.
He's like,
the sun,
about Super Bowl B-roll package,
the snowplow.
Hokey TV station.
Stupid baby. Getting all bunged up. Because you saw
job,
a snowplow and the snow. Mind you, this is the same guy who 4 minutes earlier in the car was complaining that a snowplow woke him up this morning.
Oh, I wanted to sleep until 7, but then the snowplow's out there.
But now he sees a snowplow and it's just, it's God's
gift. It was majestic.
Oh, yeah.
It was majestic, Hardy.
How often do you see an F-150 out there just, you know, spraying snow off to the side? In Minneapolis.
B-roll.
And being from Boston, we don't get to see it all that often.
Right, Beantown.
We are driving a car with Florida plates, but we are from Boston.
I said, I almost dope-slapped him in the back of the head. I can't take him. Already I'm done
with Jim. He was so mad. He was so done with Jim.
Done with Jim.
It's not like Edelman and Amendola and Brady out in the Montana. Little different feel for our bro trip.
Yeah.
A little bit.
This is a work trip.
No blender there.
Oh, theirs was a work trip, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I suppose, yes.
I think it all adds up. Yeah. I think it's all the same. Yeah. We're all ripping each other.
I suppose.
Pretty regularly. Right?
Right.
It just means they've got a good relationship. That's what it means. But there was some stuff in there that was surprising in Episode 3, including Tom Brady doing what we all do, which is when you're looking at the schedule for the Patriots and you're trying to figure out what their record might be.
I found this fascinating.
This was
exactly what we talk about.
Antithesis of what we hear the Patriots say all the time, which is one game at a time.
One
snap at a time, blah, blah, blah. Well, Tom Brady blew that up in a big way in something that he was caught on camera doing in this episode. And not only that, talk about peer pressure, succumbing to the peer pressure, Hardy.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman is not doing that. He is not succumbing to the peer pressure in this video, but there is plenty of it that is being provided by Tom Brady and Alex Guerrero and one other individual whose name is Kevin, correct?
Kevin Brady is a very close friend. Not related, by the way.
Not related to Brady, but shares the last name.
Good-looking dude.
We'll get to that. This hour of Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row in Minneapolis is brought to you by Spiegel Scrap Metal. We've got your CBS Sports Minute. Boomer Esiason says one team has been preparing for this Super Bowl for 2 years. It's brought to you by New Pro Home Improvements.
The home of the local call of the big game. Live from Minneapolis, Zoe and Beetle. Sponsored by Direct Federal Credit Union. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm another woman that can take your spot, my...
you a symphony.
Yeah, Mike, ready?
Just to say how much you mean to me.
What you gonna do?
If I told you you were beautiful, would you date me on the regular?
Welcome back to Solak and Bertrand, Radio Row at the Mall of America, Super Bowl 52. Are you giving out your phone number there?
Pardon me?
What was that number you were shouting out
there? Oh, that didn't go over the air, did it?
Oh, it certainly did.
Don't listen to that number.
Wait a minute. Was that your number?
It's not my number.
It's someone else's number?
No, it's...
It's your number. It was your number.
No, it's not my number.
All right.
Just call it.
You wouldn't need to give it to that person. Right. That person has your number.
Right, that person has my number.
It's someone else's number.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. We're setting up interviews.
Yeah, I was going to say, you give out your number to anybody.
Not
I've
really.
Seen, yeah, yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Jungle Low doesn't have it.
Zoe will
God.
Give out his number to anybody.
Jungle Low does not have my number.
We were at a charity event about a month ago. Do you remember giving out your number that night?
I don't even know.
I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not going to remind you about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we were at the Brady thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyone who was asking for it was getting it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just give out your. Yep, I did. I gave out my phone number. Anyway, back to Brady. Speaking of Brady and Brady things. He, in this episode, did something that you would never expect to see a Patriot, and especially the Patriot, Tom Brady, do. Listen to this.
This is about the time where things start getting hard in the NFL season. I'd say after 5-6 weeks of football, people are feeling it. You get the Jets 4-2. That's a big game against Atlanta. And we'll pull it out. 5-2. Then San Diego, 6-2.
They got the bye week, right?
With the bye. 6-2 at the bye. If we could pull that off. Wow. Then we got 2 back-to-back road games.
We got Denver.
Denver.
And Oakland.
And Oakland.
Wow.
Walker. Yeah. Yeah, we'll pull it out.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we'll win the next 3. We'll be 6-2 at the bye. Then we've got those 2 back-to-back.
Wapner.
He is doing what the Patriots tell you they never do.
Look ahead.
They never look ahead. They're only focused on this week.
But they do that in training the youth and the new guys. And this is a guy that's been around it for 18 years that knows how the season goes.
So doesn't this tell you?
Trends.
Doesn't this tell you that it's impossible for a player to only focus on today and this week's game?
Totally.
They all look ahead.
Of course they do.
They all look at the season. They see where they're at.
Teams sneak up on you because you look ahead and you ignore the team you're playing. And next thing you know, it's one of those trap games. Why do you think they call it trap games? Everybody looks ahead.
Tom Brady just took one game at a time, crumpled it up, threw it in the trash can, and then threw some gasoline on it and lit it on fire. That's what he just did.
Yeah. But... Did you,
one game at a time.
Did you really...
There goes that.
Did you believe that there was, like, some kind of gas that they pumped into Foxborough, into Gillette Stadium, in the meeting rooms, through the practice facility, in the workout room, to where these guys never thought about the schedule
no,
ahead?
No, I didn't.
I mean, this is what... I mean,
Hardy.
This is what you...
We're talking about two different things, though. I'm talking about the fact that he did it publicly and put this out there. That he put it out there for everyone to know. Yeah, you know, you've heard this one game at a time thing for a long time. Yeah, watch this. This is how it actually goes down. This is the real me. This is how we actually do business. Do you think Bill Belichick sees that and likes it? Did he put that out there? What if you're a young...
No.
Zoe just said, you know, for the young guys, you got to teach them that so they don't get ahead of themselves. What about the young guys who watch this? And say, the next time Bill's preaching one game at a time, they're going... Well, we got the best quarterback and best football player ever on
our
team.
He doesn't respect
the
Jets.
And that guy doesn't listen to the coach on this one game at a time crap. I just think there are things that Bill Belichick has in place and has used for a long time. These little mechanisms to help coach the team. And they've worked for him, obviously. That Brady just blew one of them up there in his Tom versus Time episode. I think you'd be crazy to think that players don't look ahead. I never bought it that they never, ever looked ahead. But he just put it out there publicly and told you that he does it and that he's gone against that. One game at a time, he's sitting there going through the schedule like we do at the start of the year going,
well,
win,
okay.
Win, win,
so,
loss.
Does it make any difference to you that he's doing it before the season actually starts and he's looking at the schedule kind of
this
before
was mid-season.
They get going?
This was after the first
oh,
3 weeks.
Right. Damn it, that's
yeah.
right. Okay. Would it have made a difference to
after
you?
After the first 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah. No, the coach probably not thrilled about that.
After the first month of the season, he's sitting there counting off games.
Probably not thrilled.
Yeah, that's what I find interesting. It kind of ties back into this whole ego and whatever it is that's going on between these guys. And Robert Kraft has reiterated again that, you know, he's got to be the guy that brings everybody together. Is that meeting going to happen after this season, though? Is there going to be a...
No, I don't think so.
...come together moment?
I don't. Because I think they spent so much time together that stuff is, you know, talked about randomly. I don't think, like, there's a situation where this guy's not speaking to this guy and this guy. That's really what happens
but
when you have one of those. But
just because
maybe State of the Union, I guess, maybe. Yeah. Hey, guys, what are we doing here? What's the real plan?
You can still be functioning and fine and still probably benefit from clearing the air. They could use a clearing the air moment.
Yeah.
This doesn't help. One game at a time. One game at a time. I'm not doing one game at a time.
He's saying that while Alex is massaging him. He's like, yeah, I'm trying to get there. And this is right when the season does not look good. You lost Edelman. You lost Hightower. You come out of the gate. You're 2-2. Well, if we could do this, that, and the other, then this is what's going to make me feel better. You know? He's talking his way through it.
But now you know. One game at a time. Tom Brady doesn't do one game at a time. Doesn't do it. Not his thing. One game at a time is Bill Belichick. And Brady, I think at some point, had to have said he takes it one game at a time. And we now know that he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's going down the list. There's that. Also, the peer pressure on Julian Edelman to follow the methods of Tom Brady. This was an interesting scene, and you're going to hear Edelman, you're going to hear Brady, you're going to hear Guerrero, and then Kevin Brady.
Yep.
Not related to Tom Brady, but friend of Brady.
Brady's best friend.
Who's really getting on Edelman the most.
He's the one that's really poking Edelman with the fork.
What we try to incorporate here are fast twitch movements, okay? So going and lifting a bunch of heavy weights isn't really going to do anything for us.
It's a little different, though, when you need to imply.
Imply?
I do all the things that you guys do. I just incorporate lifting weights because I have to stay strong because I have to.
That makes no sense.
Let's keep it real. The only reason why you're trying to get jacked up so you know you're going to be naked on magazine. So don't be fooling us.
Well, we're done with that. That's the past.
No.
Let's go.
We were just educating Julian on fast twitch muscles and how he is neglecting to understand the core principles of what we're trying to do to maintain our longevity as we further our playing career. But if Julian just wants to play another couple years, that's Julian's decision, okay?
The one exercise I did yesterday was a bench press, and I'm getting killed about this.
Right. Someone needs to protect you.
I've been hearing this for eight years. Years. We've been in an argument for 8 years.
I think there has to be a medium in everything. I feel like you have to have strength, but you have to have pliability and flexibility. You have to have...
Listen, I'm not an anti-weight guy. Everybody thinks I'm anti-weights.
I think weights with pliability are optimal. That's what you want.
I just think you should train for what you want to get out of your training.
You need to be strong, Jules. You just take a look. You need to be strong.
That Kevin Brady fella, he sounds like a D-bag.
He's a good dude.
And man, if nobody said that yet, I'd be like, I'd like to be the first.
Hey, Julian.
And that must take every...
He's doing it to break his balls. Like, I want to play. You don't understand. Brady, that Kevin Brady guy's a good guy. He's a funny guy.
If I were Julian
he's
Edelman,
in the inner circle.
And that guy said to me, if you only want to play a couple more years, I would have gotten
don't
up
take it out
and gone
context.
Over and I would have strangled that guy and said, how many snaps have you played in the NFL?
How many
Super Bowl winning catches have you made, a-hole?
And this is the guy
that's
always,
what I would have done.
This is the guy always with Brady. He's with Brady as much as Alex is with Brady.
And that's
he's in the inner circle with Edelman and these guys. They all do their little trips together. Right. They go to the Derby together. This is Kevin Brady breaking Edelman's balls.
Yes.
This isn't him telling him, well, this is what you need to do. So this is people will hear this and take this out of context.
I think it's a very dry ball busting.
It is.
Oh man, that's what it is. It is very dry.
It's a condescending. Oh yeah, it's condescending ball breaking. This is what it is.
Oh, you only want to play a couple more
play
years.
Again.
We're trying to protect you, Jules.
Play it again.
Why
Tom.
Are you lifting? Like they're on the guy because he lifts weights and wants to be strong. This is what there is zero acknowledgement of there on Brady's camp, is that he doesn't play quarterback.
Right.
He plays receiver. But he gets hit on every single play.
And you got Alex chiming in, too.
Everybody you can't look like Tom Brady and play wide receiver. Yeah. You can't do it. You wouldn't be able to withstand the hits.
It's a little different, though, when you need to imply.
Imply?
I mean, wow.
That's part of the ball busting, too. He's obviously saying apply strength
right.
to something. Like, because he plays a position where he has to block guys. He's not just throwing the ball.
He gets hit on every play.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes multiple times.
You need some muscle to withstand the
impact. He's got to listen to this guy. Tell him that his career is going to be over soon if he doesn't listen to him. Shut your mouth, man.
Let's keep it real.
Oh, how do you deal with that?
I like the Amendola the best. Amendola was like, I think a little bit of both is what's best.
And then Brady says that at the end, and that's like what Edelman was saying, but they clearly have an issue with Edelman looking the way that he looks.
Like he's walking around his shirt off all the time.
Strong. He looks strong.
Hey, look at these pecs. Brady's got no pecs.
Oh, that would drive me nuts if I were Julian Edelman.
Brady's morphed into having zero muscle tone whatsoever. Did you see him on stage the other night, the big hat? It's like his head's even shrinking. Like his head's become pliable. Where'd your head go? Where'd you get a hat that big? It's like a woman's hat.
This hour of Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row in Minneapolis at the Mall of America, brought to you by our friends at Spiegel Scrap Metal. We are going to get to your calls, 617-779-0985. Bert Breer is going to be joining us today. He'll be on Radio Row with us for a couple of hours. And we're going to have some guests today, including Brad Stevens. He'll call us at 12:50. We'll do our weekly hit with Brad Stevens. Charles Haley will be with us today on Radio Row, and maybe some other yet-to-be-determined guests could join us as well. Things are really starting to pick up here.
Sure is.
We see a lot of former players coming through.
Panda Express open yet?
I don't know if Panda Express is open yet.
Wait, they fired that roller coaster up later.
Things are picking up here on Radio Row, and we'll get to your calls coming up next after Headlines with Hardy.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Super Bowl week continues here in Minneapolis. Yesterday, Danny Amendola taking time to talk about a teammate that I've been able to be out there with him this season, Julian Edelman.
Definitely. I talk to him daily. He's huge inspiration to me. We're competing all the time, whether we're driving to work, or walking in the locker room, or playing paper, rock, scissors, or ping pong, whatever it is. He's a huge inspiration to me and all of our teammates. He's a leader, and we miss the hell out of him.
They play paper, rock, scissors.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Not rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper, rock, scissors.
I've abandoned them all together. I play Bear Ninja Cowboy. It's a totally different game.
I bet you do there, Tonto.
We'll be doing a little bit more of that later here on Radio Row.
Right, bareback?
At the Mall of America on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Bruins' point streak ended with a 3-1 loss to Anaheim last night at the TD Garden. Next up, they'll stay home to take on St. Louis on Thursday night. Celtics in action tonight, playing host to the Knicks. Sean Granny, Cedric Maxwell, I have to call. It's a little bit later one, 8 o'clock tip. Redskins looks like are getting quarterback Alex Smith. According to multiple reports, the trade can't become official until the official start of the NFL year on March 14th. It's also looking like he's going to earn an average of $23.5 million per year, $71 million guaranteed. Headlines are brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the 98.5, the Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. AT&T, entertainment your way. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
The Mall Food Court, a hotbed of reheated pizza, is now a hotbed of sports talk. Zolak and Bertrand are live at Radio Row in Minneapolis, thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's up?
Hey, hello. I was wondering if I could check my fantasy team.
What do I get?
You know, Jack, everything comes at a cost, bud.
That was like a peck.
Who's your fantasy quarterback, Jack?
Cam Newton. Not
his
dad.
A good game.
Good pick.
Cam Newton's having a good game?
Yeah.
Are the comments still here?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
We're watching NFL.
No one's getting hurt, right?
Except for... I don't know.
Did somebody get punched in the face?
Probably. No, Tyrod Taylor. He's what? Shaking up.
Oh. Shaking up?
That's what he said. He's like...
Come here, I'm going to shake you up.
another scene from Tom vs. Time, episode 3. That was his son, Jack, who comes into the room while he's getting a rubdown from Guerrero.
It's a crazy thing.
I love that.
Talking about his fantasy
team. So he's 10. He's 10 years old. Yeah. He's got his fantasy team, and he's got Cam Newton on
his
team.
Not you, Dad.
I love that. Yeah. Like, Dad, he seems more into the NFL than Brady does.
He does.
He's in the other room watching the games.
Greatest quarterback in the history of the league getting rubbed down in the other room. You can't even have him on your team. He's talking about Tyrod Taylor, too. A guy that he plays twice and destroys. Like, Cam Newton's Cam Newton. I understand. Okay, 6'7". He's a beast. You want him? Tyrod Taylor over your dad?
I love that. He's 10 years old, got a fantasy team already.
It's great.
Awesome.
Fantasy football, man.
You got to check my fantasy team. Who's your quarterback? Brady goes, not his dad. No, I got Cam Newton. 617-779-0985. Lee and Quincy on Tom vs. Time. Hi, Lee.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lee.
How's Minnesota?
Minnesota is...
just like you think.
It's good. It's good. You betcha.
You're nice here.
That's nice. That's good. So I am, again, all in on the Tom versus Time. And I think one other thing that Brady kind of expressed is that there really is an inner circle of trust amongst the receivers. I think it was like 7 minutes, 35 seconds, like around there. He made a comment when they were out on the field practicing. He was like, you know, these guys work hard. The guys that are committed to me, he said something about, like, these guys are committed to me, and that really reflects in the big games who gets the ball.
Right. Well, it's not even like, okay, I want you to do A, B, C, and D. They're out there so they could just, it's seamless. It syncs. Did you see the one where Edelman comes up and he runs that double move? And even going back to the sound effect stuff, and Garoppolo's out in San Francisco, and he's talking to his slot guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want you to go up, but... If you dip the shoulder and give him a little more of a lean up and then break in. And this is where, you know, I think, you know, you look at the relationship with Cooks. Where I think Cooks, you tell him go 12, he's going to go 12 and he's going to cut in. Where Brady, Edelman, and Amendola, and it was probably this way with Walker too. Like, you're on a different wavelength.
There's a feel element to it, right?
It's a feel to where it becomes automatic in the game. It's not even about putting the work in. It's about... you know me, you know where I'm putting this ball, and if we rep it 8 million times in the game, it's boom, ball's there. You're looking, your head's not even turning, that ball's coming. And Amendola turns, and the right hand goes up right before it hits the head, and he snags it, tips it, catches it with the other hand. And Brady's like, come on, run. Because you run. I'm not running. It's not my job to run. You run. You know, it's the back and forth. It's just bros being bros, man. Beetle, throw it to Hardy. Yeah.
What?
You say something?
I don't know.
It's about everybody working together here.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But I do think there is something to the circle of trust. There is a circle of trust element there that I think we all know.
So if you don't go hang out with them and go on vacation with them.
No. It's not like checking off dates. This guy hangs with
them. Oh, hold on a second. And subscribe to the stuff and developing the trust and all that stuff, then you're not going to get the ball in the football games.
Well, no, I don't think that's the case, that you're not going to get the ball, but I think it definitely helps, and we've seen that in the past, that you've got to earn Brady's trust for him to get you the ball. Important now.
You got to make yourself second nature to him, where it becomes, boom, like, that's my guy. I know where I'm going to him in this spot.
We were talking to Mike Florio yesterday, and Mike Florio was telling us about how coaches, and including John Gruden, who now is back with the Raiders, Gruden can't stand how little time there is to work with the players outside of now the season. And he's obviously experiencing the shock of coming back after being away for a decade into the league with the new CBA and the limitations on how much guys can do and how much time they can spend at the team facility. These types of situations, like Brady out in Montana with his other receivers that are close to him, this is what can separate you from the rest of the league. And it also helps that Brady came up at a time when you could put in a ton of work in the offseason with the team.
Yeah.
And he was developed as a quarterback when he could put in all that time. So this is a clear-cut advantage for the Patriots, and it's a clear-cut advantage when you've got a quarterback who can get on the same page. And these guys all trust one another, and as he said, they all love one another and all of that good stuff.
And
my question would be, does anyone else get the invite? Did Brandon Cooks get the invite to the ranch or whatever it is? What's the camp it's called?
Yeah, Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Only so many rooms.
I mean, I think Malcolm Mitchell, we all count Malcolm Mitchell as the guy who's in the circle. right? I mean, he seemed to be on the same page with Brady out of the gate.
Right.
Did he get an off-season invite to go out there and work with those guys? Did that happen? I don't know. I'd be curious to know.
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate point. Now, I don't blame him. And after what Gruden said, yeah, there's the precious little time in the offseason to get to work with these guys, the non-mandatory stuff, the OTAs, all that stuff. I get it. But if it's going to be unofficial and it's just going to be a certain group of guys, you almost have to extend that invitation to everybody. Otherwise,
but maybe it's not even an invitation. Maybe the other two take it upon themselves, like, we want to do this. Where are you going to be? We'll come to you. And you get there, and there's pads there. They actually have shoulder pads and helmets on.
Yeah,
it's one thing to show up and say, okay, hey, I'll meet you in Florida, and we'll run some routes together and go out there and play pitch and catch. We've all done that. But to show up to where, wow, this is real football stuff. So that Brady's throwing with the helmet on, so he sees through the face mask. The arm rotation, your arm rotation's different. When you got a pad on you and you got a strap and it's pulling down, it's natural to drop your arm another inch or two. But to have it up like that, you know, like the way Chris Sims would throw the ball, you know, he'd kind of sidearm that thing as he walks by. But
he said, "What up?"
I know that's good. Man.
He should sit down.
We should get him on.
We told him to come on this week, and he said he would.
He's got a handle.
He said he would stop by at some point this week.
Get him on. We got Florio on. Get him on.
He's taller than I remember him being.
He's not that tall. He's not that tall.
He looks taller. Maybe he's just taller than all the other little people out there.
Yeah, he's running around with minions.
All week long, we are brought to you by Direct Federal Credit Union, our presenting sponsor this week from Radio Row in Minneapolis, getting ready for the Super Bowl between the Patriots and the Eagles. We have some guests along the way today, including Bert Breer of the MMQB. He's coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Live from Minneapolis, it's Zoe and Beadle. Thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tell me about the Eagles jersey that you have in the crib.
I played in Philly for a cup of coffee, so to speak. And so, you know, I'm thankful for my opportunity there. But one of my best friends sent me my original practice jersey he found online on, like, a bid on eBay or something.
He found it,
yeah. So he framed it up, sent it to me, and he said, this is a daily reminder of how far you've come, and don't forget that, you know, they cut you. So it's definitely a chip that I like to have on my shoulder.
Dig, if you will, the picture.
There is that element between Brady, Edelman, and Amendola.
Chip.
They've got that thing. You know, they were either cut by teams. They were a seventh-round pick quarterback who turned into a wide receiver. Or they were a sixth-round pick, number 199. Right? Guys that were counted out. Guys that were considered no good. There is that thing that those three guys do share. We'll give them that. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Go back to your calls. We'll go to Tito in Framingham, who does not think the Eagles can pull off a win in the Super Bowl. Tito.
Yeah, is me okay?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, my phone usually stinks. So here's my thing. You need to be able to do three things to beat the Patriots, and it's always that opportunity. Like he almost kind of gives it to you, right? You got to be able to coach your guys up to not make stupid penalties and not make stupid turnovers. Like, when I was at the Jacksonville game, and every time there was a punt return, we were just saying, drop it, drop it, drop it, and that usually comes up in the regular season. It didn't happen in that game. Then you've got to have a coach who's smart enough to let his players play and just play percentage, make the percentage decisions like in the last 2 minutes, which they really kind of muddled that up. But my
his phone is a problem.
Okay.
His phone's a problem.
Yeah.
I would disagree.
He put it in my head by saying it at the start of the call. Yes. My phone is normally a problem. Yes. So then I start listening for his phone
to be a problem.
And it was fine.
He wasted time when he had good service asking us if the phone was okay.
Yeah.
Could have used that good service to make his point. But his point is this, that too many teams can't beat the Patriots and cannot, for 60 minutes, play a complete game, can keep their head on straight, can remain disciplined, can properly manage the clock, can stay within themselves and not lose their minds from a play-calling perspective, cannot manage to not screw up timeouts or screw up challenges or just not execute in the final moments because they lose it because they remember they're playing the Patriots, whatever it might be. I would say that the biggest way to do it is to get after Tom Brady. I mean, that's the only thing the Eagles should be worried about this week. That should be their number one thing.
The front.
How do we get to this guy?
It's not even about coverage. It's about
how do we stop
front.
This guy?
Right.
That's all they have to worry about, getting to Brady so that he can't beat them with Amendola, yep, and can't beat them with Gronkowski, and can't beat them with one of three different running backs. It's not just a matter of getting there. You've got to get there, and you've got to do it in a timely fashion.
I remember,
and that's one singular thing that should be at the top of there. That should be a very number one thing, top of the list. We've got to get to the quarterback, because if we don't get to the quarterback, good night. It's over.
Yep.
You've got no shot to beat this team. Brady will beat you.
I remember 2015, last time they played the Eagles. We were doing the Belichick. Belichick diagrammed this guy by the name of Fletcher Cox. Nobody knew who the hell he was. And this guy, he's like, I'm telling you, this guy's a game wrecker. This guy's got a motor. And then here you are, you know, fast forward 3 years later, facing a guy in a Super Bowl, and he could single-handedly wreck this game. He could be an MVP. And I know they don't give it to defensive guys, but this guy can change a game.
The Eagles don't have the guys in the secondary that Jacksonville had.
It's not about secondary.
The linebackers are not the same as what Jacksonville had. And, yeah, their way to do it is going to be the blueprint that has worked for other teams, which is get after that quarterback. Get there. And the Eagles have played a lot of zone.
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
You better man up Sunday.
You have to.
You come out zone and they go turbo, it's going to be right down the field.
And for all the talk of the depth up front on the defensive line, which they do have. I mean, we're not trying to take that away from them. I want to know if the Patriots go hurry up out of the gate here. They're going to move? They're going to make those guys run? So, they're going to make it hard to sub guys in?
They want to play fast. Brady's been saying it too since he landed on Monday. We want to play our game. We want to play from out in front. There's a lot of things we can do when we play out from So,
for a change.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
For a change.
Yeah. Let's get one of those
nice
touchdowns in the first quarter. Let's have a score. Right. Let's score in the first quarter in this one, guys. Right now, caller number 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $150 Whole Foods Market gift card. Whole Foods Market, the best food for the big game. $150. That'll put a nice dent in that bill for the Super Bowl party.
Sure will have some people
over
for that.
Get on that right now. Caller 10 to the contest line. Let's go to Mike, who's in West Roxbury. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
I wanted to talk about great talks you guys during this week, special week. I just wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. And growing up, the Super Bowl for me was always this like elusive thing that you wanted to go to. You'd hear about a friend that would go, and the tickets were expensive, and it was in some beautiful place, and they had a great week. They come back with a TAM. And now, you know, everything the league's gone through this year, with all the controversy, the ratings going down. And now it's like the Super Bowl's in Minnesota, and you guys are sitting in a mall. And, you know, usually you see all
thanks
the celebrities.
Who are you? What are you, Tony Maz? You know, we get this from Tony Maz yesterday.
Heard what happened?
And you know something?
What'd he do?
I'm fine with this. We were talking about on the way in here today, and this is going to be like a rant about the NFL or something like
yeah
that. The NFL is having the Super Bowl in a football city. Minneapolis is a football city. Home of the Minnesota Vikings. And they built a new stadium here, and that's long been the protocol. You build a new stadium, within a few years, you're going to get the Super Bowl there. Walking in here this morning, easy to park here. Really easy for fans to access.
What's
all
Maz
the stuff that's
about
going on here?
Maz is upset about there being a Radio Row in the mall.
This is the best Radio Row we've had as far as location.
Better than any conference center we've ever been in.
Well, yeah. Maz wants it to be more of a football field. What would make it feel more like a football field, to be in a convention center?
All I know is
and I got no problem with those either. I generally don't have a problem with stuff, but
well,
I got to say, from a fan perspective, this is pretty good. The fans walking around here last night.
We got windows. We can see sunshine.
Well, I mean, look up. You have girders. Fans. You have beams. This looks like an inside of an actual convention center, except you actually have real food stores to where you can eat
not
something.
Not only that, so look around. Look at how many people you see with Vikings jerseys on and football fans that
right
are here.
And if
they're
you
everywhere.
This is fans. Fans couldn't do this at the convention center. You had to get on a bus. You had to take a shuttle. You had to go up six flights of stairs,
yes,
you know, escalators. Remember when we had the pee last year? We had to time it during our longest break,
because it would take 12
and we would
minutes
have to sprint.
And if you were a football fan, especially the Patriots, and happened to be walking around the Mall of America last night, who would you have run into? Who walked past us as we were going into dinner last
every
night?
Every running back on the team except Rex Burkhead.
Right. The running back core. There's Deion Lewis. There's James White.
There's Mike Gillisley.
Yep.
There's everybody.
They're all just walking around the mall. That's what you don't get in other Radio Rows. Now, I don't know what to tell you other than I don't have a horror story for you. I can't complain. I can't sit here.
Mass complain about anything.
It's been
yeah,
great.
I'm kidding.
The people have been great.
I covered baseball.
The atmosphere here to me feels more real. And is there hype?
I don't know. I don't feel any hype yet. I think
feels
because
like they're
it's
starting
Wednesday
to be hype.
And we're still 5 days away.
Wait till Thursday and Friday and you go in that not done network where you work now after this.
Yes.
I mean, that place is going to be packed with Pats fans.
It's already, there's people in there all day going through.
We do our party on Saturday. It's Buffalo Wild Wings at the University of Minnesota.
The one thing that's missing, I'll give you this, is the NFL fan experience and all that stuff that
it's
they
downtown.
Do.
I hate
that's
that.
Downtown. That's away from that.
I don't want that.
I don't know where
that
is. I walked through one once.
What, do you
want
to go see
Phoenix.
More inflatables?
No. And it's cool. That's cool, too. You're coming to the Super Bowl. You should be able to do that, too. All right, you got to go
you
to
can't do that.
You got to go to two different places. It's fine. It's great.
I just like that this is a drivable place. You can drive everywhere here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Huge back and highways. Forth down got highways everywhere here.
Back
imagine
and forth
if we
downtown.
Had these kind of highways in Boston.
Oh,
I'm envious of their highways here.
Why do they have these and we don't?
I don't know. They have great highways.
What the hell's wrong with us?
Four lanes everywhere you go. There's 100 highways. They all have four lanes. It's easy to get around. Boston should take a page out of Minneapolis's book. That's what I should say on the highway situation.
And those snowplows.
Oh, boy. Are they gorgeous, Jim Love. Oh, what a snowplow.
Weirdo.
What a snowplow. Hardy has our headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials, and then we'll be joined by Bert Breer. That's next.